Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to lift this one for the kingdom.
To everything there will be done, and the time will ever be turned on.
God has
the plan
already designed, so you gotta keep moving.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. This is a new season. This is Pastor Steve Dinwiddie of New Seasons Ministries. We appreciate you for listening on today. We thank God for another day that he has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm grateful unto God. Amen. I thank God for spending time with family and friends. Thank God for being so good to us, better than we've been to ourselves. I have a testimony. Amen. I thank God that I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I am able to see. Because I'm able to see, amen, I want to run this race with diligence. I want him to say at the end, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. So I praise God for today, another opportunity to get into his word. Amen. This is Independence Day weekend. Praise the Lord. And we're celebrating our independence from the British rule. Glory to God. And we're celebrating our independence from the snares of the enemy on today. Amen. I'm excited about the word of God because he has set us free. He has set us free of captivity. Amen. We're no longer bound. Amen. Won't be the song that I had on my heart is, Lord, I'm free. No more chains holding me. No longer bound. I am free. Praise the Lord. And so without further ado, I want to get into the word of God today found in Romans the sixth chapter. Praise the Lord. Romans, the sixth chapter. Amen. As we begin to look at Romans, I thank God for the way that Paul so eloquently penned out, amen, the comparisons between life and death as being enslaved and free from sin. And sometimes we have to look at things as a matter of black and white. There really is no gray area when it comes to the things of God. It's either godly or it's ungodly. It's either bound or free. It's either truth or a lie. Praise the Lord. And so when we look at the writings of Paul in Romans, the sixth chapter, we must recognize that God wants us to be dead to sin. Praise the Lord. If we are dead to sin, amen, that means that sin no longer, amen, reigns in us. Sin no longer dominates us because we're dead to it. So we begin to talk about, amen, the liberty of living in Christ Jesus, we must also recognize that there has been a transformation. Excuse me. It says in the first verse, and I'm going to go from skip around a little bit here. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. We who died to sin, how shall we any longer live therein? Or are you ignorant that all we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried therefore with him through baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we also might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, and so we should no longer be in bondage to sin. For that he has died is justified from sin. But if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more, death no more, having dominion over him. Praise the Lord. I love this particular scripture. I love the way that God is breaking down the word here, that we have the victory, have been liberated, that we have been set free. We're no longer bound. There's no longer chains that are keeping us from doing the will of God. Amen. Our righteousness is not of ourselves. There's nothing that we can do of ourselves. Amen. We cannot do it alone. And I'm not saying that you're able to do it alone. I'm saying because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross, we are able to walk in liberty. We're able to follow the will of God. Amen. Ain't that something? Amen. When we were out there in the world, amen, we had our own father. We had our own leader. We had our own, amen, ambitions and lust thereof. But once we are dead, amen, to that old life, amen, we have a new leader. We have the Holy Ghost that's leading us and that's guiding us into righteousness. Praise the Lord. What it says in the 14th verse. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. God forbid. Now you know not that you present your bodies in service unto obedience, that his servants whom you are, you obey, whether of sin unto death or unto obedience unto righteousness. But thanks be to God, that whereas you were servants of sin, you became obedient from the heart. So that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered, and being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. So here's the anomaly right here. Even though I am free from sin, because I have been saved, because I have been rescued, because God has reconciled us back to himself, now I am servant of the Most High God. I'm a servant of righteousness, amen. So I'm free from sin and death, amen, to be a servant of righteousness, glory to God. So no longer are we that old manner of man, or walking in uncleanliness and iniquity. Now we are servants to the righteousness of sanctification of God. It says here, for when you were servants of sin, you were freed in regard of righteousness. In other words, when we were sinners, amen, we followed things that sinful people did. We walked in sinful nature, our minds, our thoughts, amen. Paul put it like this in the Corinthians. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, and I acted like a child. But when I became a man, or when I became aware, or when God opened up my eyes, I had to put away childish things. I had to recognize that I was walking in sin, that I was walking in darkness, amen, and I needed God to shine his glorious light. Sometimes we find ourselves in bondage, amen, because we don't believe that we are really free. I say this often as I remember it when I talk about liberty, praise the Lord. When I talk about independence, they say that you can take an elephant, praise the Lord, when he is a baby, and tie a chain around his leg, and he will begin to fight that chain for a while, but as the time has passed, that he will submit to that chain when he realizes he cannot break it. Well, once he gets to a certain age and have that same mentality, I'm told that you can put a string around his leg, and if he feels any kind of tug, he will not fight through that chain, through that string. That lets me know that there are many people that can be set free, but because they are so tired of fighting for their freedom and found that they were not able to get free in their own flesh, they don't realize that freedom is just a tug away. Sometimes we in Christianity, we find ourselves dealing with stuff that God wants us to be free of from a long time ago. We deal with abuse, we deal with neglect, we deal with self-mutilation, we deal with all type of lust in our flesh because we don't believe that we can be delivered. We just want to get by and by. We're just waiting for God to come at the last and evil days, but he has given us dominion today. We no longer have to take down. We can stand up. The Bible says in Luke, the 4th chapter, the 19th verse, 18 and 19th verse, when Jesus began to read out of the script, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I've been anointed to set at liberty those that are captive, to mend the broken hearts, to loose the prisoners, amen, to open up blinded eyes. So we have the victory already. The battle has already been won. We no longer have to stay in bondage and wait for the time because the time is here. The kingdom of God is at hand. This is the opportunity, amen, for you to grab your freedom papers and walk out the master's front door, praise the Lord, knowing that you have been set free because you have now been bought with a price, glory to God. God has bought us through the bloodshed of Jesus Christ, and we thank God for that because we are now holy living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, and giving him now a reasonable servant. One thing about a servant, praise the Lord, a servant is loyal, a servant is obedient, a servant is someone that goes out as the will of his master. But one thing about God being our master, he withhold no good thing from us. All of his blessings make him rich and add no sorrow. God wants us to prosper and be in good health even as our souls prosper. God wants us to be more than conquerors. If God is with us, no one can be against us. So even though we are still servants, we are servants of the Most High God, and he said that we're no longer servants, but because Jesus came and died for us, and because he is the mediator between God and man, the Bible says that now we are sons of God. Now we have the inheritance. Now we can walk, amen, in heavenly places, praise the Lord, and we can speak things that are not as though they are. And if we believe on anything, if we ask God, that we shall have those things. Amen. So no longer are we servants, glory to God, according to the elements of this world, but because we are part of the kingship, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, God has put us in a place where we can have dominion in this earth realm. Imagine going from being a slave, glory to God, from being someone that is waiting for someone to feed you, to clothe you, to tell you where to go and where not to go. Go from being a slave, glory to God, and living in tents that are unfit for man to live in and eating food that is unfit for man to eat, to sitting in the kingdom of God. Glory to God, to having providence and rule over all the different providence that God has set you up, amen, in heavenly places, and eating the fine fruit of the land, glory to God, of milk and honey. God has blessed us. God has kept us in his will. Amen. He has testified of his goodness. And because we are people called by his name, he said if we will humble ourselves, he'll heal this land. He will call us to be on top and not on the bottom. We have settled for so much in this earth realm that this world has almost choked us out. This world has called us to back into a little old bitty corner, and we just hope that they let us make it. We're not walking in dominion. We're not walking in power. We're not being holy, bold citizens of God. We found ourselves being enslaved and trapped, and our mouth is shut. Not preaching the gospel. We're trying to exist. We're trying to hold on, not dominating, but God wants us to be set free. The Bible says in Galatians that when we are set free from the yoke of bondage, then we are free indeed. Stand therefore in the liberty which God has made us free, and be not in bondage again. He's given us the opportunity to walk in liberty, giving us the opportunity to call his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. He's given us the chance to go out and minister to those that are in bondage and let them know you can be set free. Jesus said he was anointed to set captive free, to loose the prisoners, to lift up hung down heads, to undo heavy burdens. He's anointed to do it. God has called him to do that. That's the reason he sent his son, so that we can be set free. Righteously, the devil took the right to us when Adam and Eve was in the garden. And the Bible said that there was a last Adam, Jesus Christ, amen, that offered himself as a sin sacrifice. But not only that, he was a sacrifice and the high priest, amen. That when he died, the Bible says that he did it once and he did it for all. So now being freed from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end, eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Be free today, America. Be free today, citizens of God. No longer let the devil have your independence, but you can walk in the liberty of God. Because where the Spirit is, there is liberty. Thank you. We bless you and praise and magnify you, God, for this opportunity in this word. Pastor Steve Dinwiddie, we appreciate your listening ears. We ask that God would do what he do in your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.